welcome to game. I'm running the board today. It's Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly. Always joined by my co-host, Big Rob. How are you, buddy?
Hello, I'm good.
Also joined by Kieran Sandulo. How are you, buddy?
I'm all right.
Good deal, good deal.
Yeah, he just popped into existence simultaneously
like the wizard,
over there.
Like the wizard?
I know. I don't know where I came from. I was in bed, and now I'm not.
Well, it is currently 8:23 a.m., and you are listening to Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. And we're going to preview our contestants. Lorelei, is it DJ Trey in there? Do you got us?
Yes.
All righty.
We got a bit of exhibition match.
Yeah, because the reigning winner
our champion ain't here.
Yeah, he is not
here.
Miles Sprung is not here. Unfortunately, Miles is not here.
He picked today of all days.
But that's
going to
be okay.
Today?
Trey, can you hear me, bud? Is he in there?
Yep, got you loud and
clear.
All right,
cool. Who would like to go first in trivia?
Rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, do that. I think that's necessary for rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, I want it.
There we go.
All right. Lorelei is going to kick us off. Here we go. I hope you're ready, okay?
Yep.
Question one. What year was Indiana University established? Yeah, we're doing college trivia.
Yep.
You got to get ready. Got to prepare yourself for the future.
You're getting Miles' questions.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Right. Well, get ready to guess. A, 1767. B, 1820. C, 1850. Or D, 1900. Yeah, we're taking it way back.
C?
1850.
Know.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Man, you guys are disappointing me. It hurts my feelings.
I'm sorry.
Lorelei Smith, you are incorrect.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Everything's going to be A-okay. The correct answer was 1820, and that was B.
That was going to be my second guess.
Well, you were wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Well, you still have five other chances, so here we go. Question two. What year was Aaron Rodgers born? A, 1976, B, 1983, C, 1990, or D, 1995?
Can you repeat the answers again?
All right, here we go. A, 1976, B, 1983.
B.
I'm going to go with, and that is correct, as that being 1983.
Landon, were you Yay. About to guess your own
no,
question?
I was trying to, dude, bro, I like the levels where they were, but that's okay.
Bro became a contestant.
It's okay. I like him right there. That's good. Okay.
Bro pulled at me last
we're good.
Year.
We're good. All right. So, yeah, I was about to guess. But, you know, I already knew the answer, so, because I made the question.
Well, you were talking about his age on the 411 the other day, and that's the only reason
No, we're not going to talk about that, okay? All right. If you lose this trivia segment, there's no more talking about my
trains, rail
fan obsession.
Oh, yeah. That was not what I was talking about, okay?
Okay, here we go. Question
you
three.
You brought it up unnecessarily.
I know. Question three. True or false, Steve Perry, the lead singer of Journey, is from Arizona.
I don't know. True?
Are you sure that is your final answer?
You hit the wrong button.
Yeah, I did hit the wrong button. It was still incorrect.
No!
She didn't say it was her final answer.
It wasn't my final answer.
Lorelei, is that your final answer?
No.
Why did you hit? That's hilarious.
All sorts of shenanigans.
This is why it's called a game. I'm gonna play a round of applause here for. I'm gonna hit a round of applause for that moment of game right there.
That was.
Oh, that was awesome.
Comedy gold.
That was comedy gold right there.
I think she gets a point for that one.
I think I should. All right,
fine. That, yeah, you do get a point for that.
That was your final answer. Yeah. Immediately incorrect.
You do get a point for that.
You have Steve Perry. And then you put a hat on Steve Perry.
All right.
You're not getting this one.
I'm telling you right now, you're not going to get this question correct.
Okay, I'm telling you right now. I bet I can't.
Hey, why are you doubting yourself?
I don't know.
Don't doubt yourself.
Okay.
Question four. Who was the United States' 26th president? A, George Washington. B, Theodore Roosevelt. C, James Garfield. Or D, John F. Kennedy.
What were B and C?
Theodore Roosevelt and James Garfield. Like Garfield the cat? Meow. Trace in the background.
Trace in the background laughing.
What? I didn't think you
expected. Oh, I feel like I know this.
It's not that funny, Trey.
Can we go with C?
James Garfield. Are you sure that is your final answer?
Don't hit the buzzer this time.
Let's just go with it.
Hey, that's the correct button.
Should I get a round of applause for that?
No. Good job, man. We're giving you a participation
good job.
Award.
You hit the right button.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
We're giving you
I've been in radio for almost maybe two years.
Oh.
Now. All right. Okay. So, are you sure that's your final answer with James Garfield?
Yep.
Okay. Well, Lorelai, you are incorrect.
Okay. What was the right one?
It was Theodore Roosevelt.
It was Teddy.
Why do I second guess myself?
Hey, you know what? You still have two other segments to get better and keep going.
You still win the game show.
Well,
we're doing great.
I mean, we still have tiebreaker questions.
Neither of them are getting through mine.
Here we go. Question five. What year was the great and one of my favorite artists of all time, Elton John, born? A, 1932. B, 1942. C, 1947. Or D, excuse me, whoa. 1958.
D?
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
You didn't hit the button. There you go.
I got it wrong again. Was it C? Was it C?
The correct answer was 1947.
Oh my gosh, he's like 70 years old, Lorelai.
I don't pay attention to that. And you call yourself a music
fan. Hey, Landon, I got a question.
What's up, Trey?
First, on the topic of Elton John, did you like his cameoing in The Kingsman?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was hilarious. Yeah, I really loved it. Cool. It was awesome. Cool.
Okay, back to the show.
Yeah, back to the
back
show.
Back to the show.
Why give me Miles' questions?
But not
the
show.
These are like the hardest.
I mean, hey, you took over for Miles of your own free will.
No, traded.
Okay,
Trey already signed. He signed the board.
All right, here we go.
Miles.
Okay, Lorelai, this might be a little easier.
Okay.
Question six. What state is the 47th state?
This is not easier.
whoa. We're going to chill out there, guys.
Yeah, turn that down.
Yeah, we're going to turn those down just a tad. Alrighty. Here we go.
Guys, I love trivia.
A, Massachusetts. It's the best segment. A, Massachusetts. B, Indiana. C, Colorado. Or D, New Mexico?
It's either Colorado or New Mexico, right? Wait, what was the first one? I can't tell you that. What was the first one?
Massachusetts?
Okay, that, no.
I mean, it was one of the... Elijah Innes. It was one of the original 13 colonies.
Yes, I know that.
I mean...
So it's the 46th state?
47th.
47th, okay.
Hey, don't be using Googletron over there, okay?
I am not. I promise
you
I'm not looking at the board right now. Yeah, I'm looking at you guys.
Karen, you better keep the... Hey, I'll get the
wizard. I'll just stand over the window.
I'll get the wizard on you.
He's staring intently through the window at the
contestants. Let's go with... I don't know. I keep doing... Don't second guess yourself. Yeah, I keep doing that.
Lorelai is in quivering fear of Kieran right now, just staring directly at her through the window.
Let's go with New Mexico.
I have not blinked in the past 45 seconds.
Apparently, he hasn't blinked in the 45 seconds.
What was your final answer, Lorelai?
Let's go with New Mexico. I don't know.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Totally.
Lorelai Smith, you are correct.
Let's go.
See, the added pressure helped.
I know. So Lorelai ended.
See, now we know. Yeah. I just have to stare at them threateningly through a window.
The recap of Lorelai's adventure through trivia. She went 2 for 6.
I thought I got 3 right.
No, man. I technically gave you a question.
So technically, you got 1 right.
Yeah.
But then you got a bonus.
Ooh. I'm going to turn that.
Turn that way.
Yeah, that news got to go down.
I just want to say my brain is not functioning this morning.
Oh, no, it's fine. Neither is mine.
Yeah.
That's why all of my questions are terrible today.
Yippee.
All right. Well, we're going to move it on to DJ Trey.
All right. Let's rock and roll.
All right, buddy. Here we go. Hope you brought your A game. Question 1. What year was IndyCar driver Graham Rahal born? A, 1975, B, 1984, C, 1989, or D, 1997?
1997.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
DJ Trey, you are incorrect.
That was quick.
Okay.
What?
Wait,
Elijah,
what?
1909.
I said 1994.
No, Elijah had a
whiteboard.
Elijah
has the whiteboard up at the window. And
the
he
correct
wrote
answer was 1989. All right, Trey, love you some Daft Punk. Okay, here we go. Question 2. What country was Daft Punk established in? A, United States. B, Spain. C, France. Or D, England?
I want to say France because most of their lyrics originated in France.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Sure.
DJ Trey, you are correct!
Yeah.
I knew this one. I was just hoping he didn't say England. He hesitated for a second and I was scared.
All right, here we go. Hey, Lorelai, you better be watching out.
He's already catching up.
He's already caught up.
Question 3. What year was the movie Days of Thunder released? A, 1982, B, 1990, C, 1997, or D, 2005?
2005.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
DJ Trey, you are incorrect.
I'm not really good with Days of Thunder.
The correct answer was 1990.
Yep.
And that is my favorite movie of all time, is Days of Thunder.
Love.
No.
What is he saying?
We're not advertising Popeyes for you.
Oh, my gosh, Elijah. Just don't.
Mr. Easter's face.
Is Easter, like, embarrassed
right
now?
No, he's like, he's just like.
It's just like general disapproval.
General. All right. Okay. All right. We have a true or false question.
Yeah, I think we need
next question.
True or false. Abraham Lincoln was the 20th president of the U.S.
No.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Actually.
Are you sure
he was not the 20th president.
Are you positive?
Shut up, Landon.
Oh, my gosh, guys. Woo.
I could hear the
I would like to say I should have got that question.
His voice shaking as he said that. Like, there was like a shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up, Landon.
Well, DJ Trey, you are correct.
Wow.
I mean, I had to try to get him there. Really had to try to get him. That was kind of
okay,
cool.
But what number was he?
The 16th.
I was asking Trey.
Well, you know.
That makes for Trey new.
Robert.
This is a game of guessing.
Yeah.
And it will be treated
all
as
right,
such.
Trey. Yes. All right, so now, right now, Lorelai and DJ Trey are tied with 2 correct questions answered. So we're going to move on to question 5. What state is the 35th oldest? A, West Virginia. B, California.
What kind of question is this?
One tailored specifically to you.
Lorelai has it. Lorelai
First of all, how in the world would this be tailored to me?
How are the other ones?
35th, the oldest.
Hey, you know what? That's
So are we looking for the 35th state?
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah.
The
15. You could have just said 35th state.
Yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. You better be ready, because what state's the 35th state? I mean, oldest technically, because you could be the 50th.
I want
to. We love Landon Nelson.
Thanks, Elijah. Thanks, Elijah. Elijah, very cool.
I number want... one
fan right now. All right,
let me give you.
Yeah, I would kind of like some.
Let me give you the choices. A, West Virginia. B, California. C, Delaware. D, Tennessee.
Okay, I'm going to say California because that's where I was born.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah, are you sure you were born in California?
Yes. Yes, UCLA, Santa Monica.
Yes, sir. DJ Trey. Okay. So that's your final answer.
Shut up, Landon. Just say the answer, bro.
DJ Trey, you're incorrect.
What was it? West Virginia?
Yes, it was. Good job, West Rob. Virginia. I'm so proud of you.
I don't know my state.
I mean,
if he doesn't get this next one right, we're going to have a tiebreaker.
Oh, my God.
It used to just be Virginia.
All right, here we go. Question 6. How many times did Ari Leindike win the Indianapolis 500?
He's part of the 5-time club.
That's not even a club. There's never been an Indianapolis 500 driver to win the 500 5 times.
I mean, my brain's not.
Are you trying to say 4-time club?
Yes, the 4-time club.
Can I at least read you the
please.
A, 0, B, 1, C, 2, or D, 4?
No, I was looking in because I thought Elijah was doing something. I want to say 1.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
DJ Trey, you are incorrect.
Did he just say he was the heart of the first time?
No, I said he was never. Breaker. He was never. He said there's never been a drive. He said 5-time club.
Yeah,
I said,
he was trying to say 4-time.
Yeah, well, he still would have been incorrect. So.
Well, how many did he win?
He won two. Indianapolis 500s. Well, folks, you know what that means. It's time for a tiebreaker.
Oh, no.
All right. Hope you guys brought your A game. Here we go.
How many tiebreakers this year?
What year was the band Bon Jovi formed?
Is that for either of us?
Yes, for both of you. A, 1975, B, 1983, C, 1989, or D, 1997?
Ding, 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 1987.
Lorelai, what's
That's
yours?
Not even an answer on there. It was 1983 or
1989. Oh,
90.
97?
No,
1989. Lorelai? B. Jeez, Lorelai. Woo!
Sorry,
Lorelai has the supernatural ability to immediately overmodulate every microphone in the studio.
Let's go.
Lorelai, your final answer is B, 1983?
Yeah, because Trey took mine.
And DJ Trey's is C, 1989.
A firm.
Well, Lorelai Smith, you know what that means. You have won the trivia segment.
Let's go! Oh, I haven't won!
Oh, no.
All right, maybe not yell into the microphone.
Especially not with both your hands wrapped around.
Me too, I picked it up.
Oh, my goodness.
God,
next segment.
All right.
My turn.
Hey, let's give a round of applause for Lorelai Smith for clutching that up.
Ooh.
DJ Trey, you got to do better. That's all I have to say. I'm just kidding. Live, Trey.
All right,
guys.
Okay. Trey, you're going to want to pay attention for this one because I'm about to explain.
That is very difficult for me to do.
So I'm about to explain the rules for a game that is going to destroy your brain. Yeah. It is not going to be fun for you if you don't listen. So. The way that this game works, I am going to present you with a series of questions and then a series of answers. Your goal is to figure out which question I am actually asking, and then assign a correct answer to it. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay, fair enough. So,
to me either.
I'm going
to
give you...
I've listened to this multiple times.
So, four questions. I'm going to give you four questions and four answers.
Okay.
That counts for one question. Your goal is to figure out which question is correct and then answer that question.
I did not sign up for this.
You did.
You
did. Put your name on the board.
You put your name on the board. And
Trey,
now,
you've got it.
Now
Trey,
you're on.
You got it.
You're already on air. You signed up.
My brain. I don't know. Just go.
We'll just go. Rock, paper, scissors between the two of you.
Absolute brutal savage. Lorelai's
got it.
This has been an awesome episode.
All right. This has been great. This is probably my favorite one so far already. We barely made it to my section alive. All right. First question. Your questions are, when was roller skating invented? When was the first Mothman sighting? When was the first Battle of Bull Run? And when did I buy a time machine from a sketchy guy in an alley in Detroit?
whoa, baby. Whoa. Peeking there again.
The only thing I really know is the Mothman stuff, and I'm probably going to get that wrong. Okay, continue.
That was it. Oh, right, your answers.
Yeah.
Your answers are 2019, 1966, 1855, and 1760.
I want to say Mothman, and I want to say 60s.
Mothman, 1966.
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Let's go, my Mothman knowledge.
The first Mothman sighting was in 1966, and it was in Nevada.
Yeah, oh my god. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna talk about, okay.
There are two correct answers to this.
Okay, Trey.
There's still a question left and an answer left
this
for you to get.
This episode is a fever dream.
Your questions are, I will repeat the questions for you.
Oh no. Why did you make these difficult, Karen?
That's the point of the game.
For me, life is, not life, for me, thinking is even difficult, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's about to get a lot worse. Your questions are, when was roller skating invented? When was the first Mothman sighting? When was the first Battle of Bull Run? And when did I buy a time machine from a sketchy guy in an alley in Detroit?
Well, you gotta get to Detroit, huh?
I don't know. That's the first city that came to mind.
You can't have anything in Detroit.
You can't have anything except a time machine.
You ever had a time machine? Marty McFly.
Your answers are...
This is my... impression of having something in Detroit. Nuh-uh.
Anyways, your answers are 2019, 1966, 1855, and 1760.
For which one?
You have to guess. That's what it is. You have to guess which question is the right question to answer.
They made the... No offense, but they made the worst decision to do that. This segment.
Yep.
My brain.
No, the
hurts.
Biggest. The mistake was asking me to come on for game, and then I just decided to take it out on everyone else. Go ahead. Answer your question.
So you view this as a mistake?
Yes, very much so.
You just have to guess which question you're answering.
Five.
What?
All
right, guys. Not one of the questions. The questions that haven't been answered.
I hit myself with the
when
mic.
Was roller skating invented? When was the first Battle of Bull Run? And when did I buy the time machine in Detroit?
Bull Run.
All right. And then the answers are 2019, 1966, 1855, and 1760.
1760.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
All right, I'm done.
Well...
Guys, it looks like it's just me on game now.
Trey has left the room. He's leaving the room. Trey has left Studio B.
He just
forfeited.
Has no idea.
Guys,
he's going outside. Where did
game.
He go?
Hold
I
on. Oh, Mr. Easter's on the run.
No.
Oh, no.
Yay, Mr. Easter.
Mr. Easter's in, ladies and gentlemen.
Easter's in.
Let's give a round of applause.
It's Easter now.
More like you really have some tough competition now.
Yeah.
Okay, Trey's sitting
in
the corner.
I've already been doing awful.
Trey's giving up. He is sitting in the corner now.
We tag teamed. I'm in now.
Perfect.
Although Trey tried to come back in.
Yeah, but you got there first.
But strangely enough, I was faster.
I know.
I don't know how that worked. I'm not thinking of the physics of it. I actually have a guess. You don't have to read the questions again. Is it roller skating 1966?
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
That is incorrect.
I get to guess again?
Yeah, you get a second guess.
Roller skates 1955.
1955 is not an answer.
Wait, what was it?
1855.
Hey, you know what happened in 1955? Marty McFly went back in time.
Okay, Landon.
Okay.
Yes, I would like... Yes.
1855.
And roller skates.
Roller skating. And that's your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
The correct answer, roller skating was invented in 1760.
Wow. 1760. Yep. Wow.
I think you bought a time machine in Detroit.
It was from 1855.
From a really sketchy guy in 1855.
Right? No. 1856.
Battle of Bull Run was like 1861, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right.
Yeah.
Question
roller
two.
Skating's old.
It is old. All right, question two. Rock, paper, scissors. See who gets to guess first.
Shoot.
Lorelai again.
I'm good at rock, paper, scissors.
Lorelai again. Beating two opponents in
no,
two
I beat
questions.
Miles every time, too, I think.
I know, you have. Yeah. It's great. All right. Question two. Your questions are, what country was the first to build an airport with scheduled flights? What country was the first to give women the right to vote? What country has the highest population of camels in the world? And what country has the capital city of Sydney? Your answers are New Zealand, England, Australia, and Germany.
Australia and Sydney?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's okay.
No, because the capital of Australia is Canberra.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Easter. Need to hear any of them again?
What was that again? Sorry.
The answers or the questions or both?
Both.
All right.
Quickly.
Your questions. What country was the first to build an airport with scheduled flights?
That's a Trey question. Trey, you're in.
You're tagging back out.
Oh, no. It's an actual tag team.
Tag team match.
Okay. What was the
question?
Questions are, what country was the first to build an airport with scheduled flights? What country was the first to give women the right to vote? What country has the highest population of camels in the world? What country has the capital city of Sydney? Your answers are New Zealand, England, Australia, and Germany.
Sydney, Australia.
Is that your final answer?
No.
Okay.
I was just bullcrapping you.
Good. Good.
Okay. Okay, so...
Easter's face. He is so stressed.
Social media...
this is a, Landon's got to get the photo for this
stomach,
one, though.
My stomach's acting up.
That was great.
So, okay. I'm going to say the first country to build an airport would be... I want to say the U.S. because
the U.S.
of the fact,
is not on the list.
What was on
New
the
Zealand,
list?
England, Australia, and Germany.
I want to say Germany for airport because of the fact that... I want to say
I'm
Germany.
I'm so sorry.
I just want to say Germany for some reason.
Germany?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
That is incorrect.
What, the awkward silence?
I needed to let him sit on that for a second.
I get to go again, right?
Bomb.
Yep, you get to steal.
Oh, my goodness.
I would like to say give women the right to vote, and I want to say either Germany or New Zealand. Let's think this out.
Consider this. Logic it.
Let's go.
I know the answer.
You should say it then, Landon.
No, don't.
I'm not
do
saying
not do
it.
That.
I'm not
do
doing
not.
That. I'm doing that.
New Zealand?
New Zealand, right to vote?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
That is correct.
Let's go!
New Zealand was the first country to give women the right to vote, followed by Germany.
Hey, oh, I was close on both
up top.
Of them.
Woo-hoo.
Let's go.
Good job, Lorelai. Right. Hey, I knew that answer. I was so proud. You got the right answer. I'm so proud.
I'm finally getting the right answers, guys.
I have to hang on. I have to edit my scoreboard here because Easter's now on the.
Yeah. Did he? Did he? No. No, him and Trey are tag teaming.
Yeah,
yeah, so they're tag teaming.
Trey's team?
They have yet to get one. Lorelai has
two.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Now, this is going to be kind of funny here.
There are
three correct answers.
What?
Oh,
okay,
no.
Trey, you're right again.
Do you need to hear any of these again?
Please.
All right. What country was the first to build an airport with scheduled flights? What country was the first to give women the right to vote? What country has the highest population of camels in the world? And what country has the capital city of Sydney? Answers are New Zealand, England, Australia, and Germany.
I want to say camels would be, actually, can you reread the questions and not the answers?
What country was the first to build an airport with scheduled flights? What country was the first to give women the right to vote? What country has the highest camel population in the world? And what country has the capital city of Sydney?
I want to say that England built the first airport.
Is that your final answer?
Shut up, Karen.
I'm asking.
It's literally a sound effect. I play it.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, cool.
That is correct. England was the first country to build an airport with scheduled flights.
I just want to say that was about to be my next guest.
Well, there is still one more correct answer.
Oh, I know. I'm just kidding. I don't even know.
All right. So do you need to hear anything again?
Yes, please.
All right. What country was the first to build an airport with scheduled flights? You know the countries. What country was the first to give women the right to vote? What country has the highest camel population in the world? I hear some thumping. And what country has the...
Somebody's probably wheeling something on the
ball. Yeah, probably. And then what country has the capital city of Sydney?
Sorry, I got interrupted.
Trey's yelled at whoever's
above us.
Yeah, I'm
confused because Trey just...
What
yeah.
country was the first to build an airport with scheduled flights? What country was the first to give women the right to vote? What country has the highest camel population in the world? And what country has the capital city of Sydney?
I want to say highest camel population in maybe Australia.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Let's go.
Australia has the highest population of camels in the world. Second place, China.
What?
Really?
Yes.
That's
China awesome. Has the second highest population of camels in the world. And theirs aren't domestic.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Most of the camels in Australia are domesticated. So there you go. Fun little fact for you.
We learn new things every day, especially when you are
especially
on
when,
game.
And especially when it's my segment and nobody knows anything.
And
it's
especially
great.
And especially when you're listening to Indie Giant 90.9, your station for variety, and also WBDG HD1 and Indianapolis.
But we didn't need
the legal yet.
But
we're almost there.
We're almost there.
But good job. You're keeping on it. He's keeping on his toes. Yeah. Station for a variety, music-wise, and random facts that no one needs-wise.
And right. Shows.
Mm-hmm.
Question 3. Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
The brutal savage.
Sweet.
Trey got it.
Lorelai was taken down.
The brutal
Lorelai
savagery of rock, paper, scissors.
Destroyed. All right.
Why did I say scissors?
I'm up.
All right. Your questions are... How many house fires happen annually?
Why is this even a question, dude?
How many soldiers?
That's messed up.
How many soldiers does the United States Army currently have? How many gallons of gas are sold in a day? And how many people do I currently have trapped under my house?
What?
I would. By the way, Karen, that's very messed up. And
I will
FBI,
delete that question.
Yes, please. Because
I will
the
change
FBI,
that question.
Because the FBI might or might not show up at your house this evening.
That question.
Based on that. Based
you know
on
what?
That
three
question.
Questions, four answers. There we go.
There we go.
Way better. Way better.
Okay, so I want to say that.
What are the answers?
Yeah, what are the answers, Karen?
134 billion, 350,000, 24 million, and 70,000.
Okay, and then which ones were the answers again?
Those were the answers. You mean the questions?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many house fires happen annually? How many soldiers does the United States Army currently have? And how many gallons of gas are sold in a day?
I want to say the gas question would be the billion and the billions because of the fact that there's billions and billions of cars on Earth. I mean, not billions. Karen, stop messing with my brain.
I have not spoken since you started talking.
Shut up, Karen.
He's just doing his job, pal.
I'm doing my job that I am not getting paid for. I get paid in the joy of watching people struggle with my questions.
Mr. Easter's laughing. Huh? They got a laugh for Mr. Easter. Love that.
I don't know.
No clue. You gotta give me something.
Taco Bell.
Okay, yep. That is your final answer.
That's incorrect. He's not even trying anymore.
Okay, I want to go with gas, and can I hear the answers again?
134 billion, 350,000, 24 million, and 70,000.
The million one.
24 million?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Trey, you want to try this again, or do you want to tag Easter back in?
I'll try it again. What's the question?
You got it, Trey. Just believe in yourself.
How many house fires happen annually? How many soldiers does the United States Army currently have? And how many gallons of gas are sold in a day?
The Army. And can you read out the answers?
134 billion, 350,000, 24 million, and 70,000.
24 million. Army, 24 million.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
All right. Nope. Okay, house Last fires shot. In the thousands.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
All right. Well, nobody gets anyone for that question.
What were the answers?
The answers were, how many soldiers does the United States Army currently have? Actually, no, that one wasn't even on there. How many gallons of gas are sold in a day is 134 billion.
Yeah, I'm surprised no one guessed that.
There are a lot of cars,
Trey
and most
was about
of them
to.
Have.
I thought Trey did.
And yeah. You know, most cars have more than a gallon of capacity.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of them that people just don't have, right? And then there's like tanks and all that. You know that.
Yeah.
Planes use gas, everything like that.
Oh
so,
yeah.
All right.
Rob's
question four.
Oh, there's another one.
Yeah, there's five.
Oh.
So you got two more.
Yep.
Anyways, question four. Lorelai again. She brought it back.
Is it really
Trey's
question
taken
four?
Off his headphones. He's gone.
Is it really question four? Is it just question 13 through 16?
I think it will be. Yeah, questions 13 through 16 is what this is. Yeah. Anyways, your questions are, who wrote the U.S. Constitution?
Oh, that's easy.
Who was on the $1,000 bill?
Me.
Who was the first to sign the Declaration of Independence?
I think. Hopefully.
And who is the sketchy guy that sold me the time machine?
Big
I'm
going to
say that's easy, and then I'm going to mess this up. We're literally...
Your answers are Grover Cleveland, Thomas Jefferson, William Howard Taft, and James Madison.
Thomas Jefferson Constitution?
Constitution. Thomas Jefferson Constitution. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Oh, shoot. I did it again. Sorry. I was going to say... Hold on. I want to get our legal ID in... You're listening to WBG.
Wait, how did I mess that up?
Said
you said it at
5
8
minutes early.
You're 5 minutes early.
No, it said 59 over here.
No,
your clock's
no,
early.
It's wrong, buddy. It's 9:01 on my
phone.
Oh,
I know what he did. He wrote
read it.
He wrote
our
declaration.
Read it.
You are listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. You're listening to Game.
All right.
He wrote
I said earlier, this episode is a fever dream.
It's been great.
Yeah, a rubber room. A rubber room with rats.
Okay, Trey.
No.
We're
Trey. Not doing this.
No.
Okay.
No. And we gotta wrap
right.
this junk up.
Yeah.
Question four.
We
who wrote the U.S.
Constitution?
Who was on the $1,000 bill? Who was the first to sign the Declaration of Independence? Who was the sketchy guy that sold me the time machine? Your answers are Grover Cleveland, Thomas Jefferson, William Howard Taft, and James Madison.
I want to say Taft was the first one to sign the Declaration and. Independence.
Is that your final answer?
No.
Okay.
And I swear, if someone says...
God.
My brain hurts!
Yeah, it'll do that.
Shut up, Karen. You're not helping.
No, I know, that's the point.
So, are we... Okay, so what's your final answer here, buddy boy?
I don't know!
You gotta give me something.
We have to have an answer. This isn't something you skip and come back to.
Yes. You do not get to pass.
I mean, you can pass the Easter.
Fine. Yeah. The sketchy The sketchy guy who sold me my time machine.
Who was?
What were they?
Grover Cleveland, Thomas Jefferson, William Howard Taft, and James Madison.
Grover Cleveland.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
No.
I have an idea, but it's... We'll see.
Well, let's hear it.
It's right. Okay. Was it the first to sign the Declaration of Independence, and it's Thomas Jefferson?
Is that your final answer?
You just said that.
No, I didn't.
She said that Thomas Jefferson wrote the Constitution, which was incorrect.
He wrote the Okay. Yeah. Continue. Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Okay, that's what I thought. Who was it? Who was it?
It was John Hancock.
Okay.
Easter, you want Easter to tag in?
No.
No?
I'm failing at history right now.
Oh, was it?
I actually am doing, better than I like to. What are you doing? No.
No tag in? All right. Well,
did he just...
Easter, do you need to rehear this so that you can get the chance?
Yeah.
All right. Who wrote the U.S. Constitution? Who was on the $1,000 bill? Who was the first to sign the Declaration of Independence? And who was the sketchy guy that sold me the time machine? Your answers are Grover Cleveland, Thomas Jefferson, William Howard Taft, and James Madison.
I was the sketchy guy who sold Kieran the time machine.
True.
So I want to say there was no such thing as a $1,000 bill. And if you have that kind of money, then it should be in the bank, and you shouldn't carry it on you. And what?
No, there's a whiteboard.
What's it say?
I don't know.
Elijah was holding up a board that said Raisin Bran is the best cereal.
Yes, I agree.
That's a lie.
That's a topic for the show. I think we actually talked about how bad Raisin Bran is on the show.
Yes.
I think we did.
Okay,
that.
So I want to say that Taft was the... Lord, my brain is... in a mush right now. And I haven't even made it through government class yet.
This is why Easter's your backup here.
Yes, I know this.
The time machine.
No.
The time machine.
Is it actually the time machine?
No, it's not
the time machine.
You can't tell them
that. Okay, so...
Now, Jeremiah sold me the time machine.
Yes.
Plot twist.
The
time machine was just me in a costume.
Can we eliminate one of the answers?
I mean, yeah, time machine is out.
Yeah,
there are
that,
no lifelines on game.
There are when I feel like it's going nowhere.
So I want to say that James Madison was the first to sign the Declaration of Independence. Either that or Jefferson. James Madison or Jefferson? Or Grover Cleveland. I think I killed Robert verbally.
Yep. He is on the ground. Okay, Trey, I want you to think for just a second here. Just take a minute. Lorelei guessed the Declaration of Independence question. And she was incorrect, and I told her the correct answer.
I know the correct answer, but I couldn't think of it. Is it James Madison or... I don't like this!
Grover Cleveland wasn't even around when the Declaration of Independence was created. He wasn't even a president or founding father.
This episode is a train wreck.
Declaration of Independence or the United States Constitution.
This
is a fever dream.
This episode is a train wreck, and I am loving every second of it.
This is...
Hello, and welcome to Off the Rail.
Yeah, welcome back.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Nothing is going as intended today. Okay.
Everybody who said no to being on this episode.
Yeah, Nelly, say your one thing.
They're now regretting it.
Okay.
Okay, so Grover Cleveland, okay, buddy? Guys?
Take a second here.
He was a president in the 1800s, all right? And the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776, okay? What does declaring
hang
us
on, hang on. What does
a country and leaving and leaving England. I just
Grover Cleveland was the president in the 1800s.
We're just going to move on.
We're going to move on.
We're skipping this entirely.
Yes, because there were three correct answers for this, and you guys did not get any of them.
What were the correct answers?
I'm only going to give you one of them because that's all you guys deserve. The correct one of the correct answers, Grover Cleveland was on the $1,000 bill.
Yeah.
Okay, I would like to say.
Whoa.
That was my next guess.
All right. Well, question five. Last one.
No, you're done. You're off the game.
No.
Get out. You're done.
No. If anybody should be done, it should be both of you.
DJ Trey.
Okay. This one. Okay. I'm going to say this right now. This one has one correct answer. One correct answer.
Where if it's something stupid, I am going to come over.
No, listen. Okay, you ready?
Yell at you.
You ready? Okay.
Can we?
This is just an extremely vivid dream for me.
Rob, what about your segment, bud? We're gonna get to yours.
Trey. Ready?
No. I don't think we're gonna make it.
We're gonna try. I'm gonna speed through this lightning round. How long did it take to get to the moon after launch? How long did it take to film the Five Nights at Freddy's movie? How long ago was the last episode of the show? And how long does it take to get from here to Chicago in a car? Ooh. Your answers are 4 days, 3 months, 6 minutes, and 4 hours.
I want to say the moon because of the fact that I kind of know about that. And it takes 4 days.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes! Let's go!
Oh,
my gosh!
That was the only correct answer. You
Did
have
tie that segment?
No.
I won.
Lorelai won that
Let's
segment.
Let's go! I finally won game. I finally win.
All right, now it's time to. It's finally Rob's
turn. You guys get
you
a brain
six,
break
you
now.
Have 6 minutes, bud.
I'm going to explode simultaneously.
I think that this one only needs like. I think you get like
so
two, three
I,
questions.
I need both of you to look away.
So right now we have a tie.
I said
game,
both
folks.
Of you.
Here, I'll just like.
We don't have a tie
you
game.
See,
Right? No, I won the tiebreaker round.
It's not a tie game.
Okay,
Lola,
I won. Okay,
Lola,
I won. All right. I was curious.
Time for my game for fun.
Just do the thing. Do the thing.
I don't even know at this point.
This is my number.
We got it. Right. Insane.
And what number was I holding up? 1 to 5.
That's you, contestants. Guess.
3. 5.
Lorelai goes first. It was 1.
Yippee.
Okay, go quick.
I don't even
know. Right,
speed
all right,
anymore.
Speed run.
Name things you would post on social media.
We're going Family Feud style. Go.
Okay.
Big Nelly.
Your dog.
Just kidding.
I got a really good either homecoming prom or some sort of like formal dance pictures.
Dance pictures. There you go.
There
okay.
you go. There you go.
More answers.
Okay. Family members. Family members.
All right.
Drake.
Your either graduation, open house, and
more answers.
Robert,
you just make one.
A good
up, buddy.
Picture of yourself.
That,
in a filter.
Number one answer, selfie.
All right,
yeah.
Lorelai.
Okay.
Name an animal that starts with E.
Elephant.
Number one answer, elephant.
Guys, this is. I may hit the button.
Name a word that rhymes with teeny.
Tiny. Oh, wait.
All right.
Come on.
This is literally off the rails.
Go too quick.
Name a word that rhymes with teeny.
Meanie.
All right.
Trey.
What was the question?
Name a word that rhymes with teeny.
Tiny.
That's not even a...
Meanie is the third on there.
I have one.
Weenie is number one answer. Lorelai gets that answer.
I have one. Did someone say beanie?
No.
Like,
no.
Lorelai said meanie.
That works too. All right, good job, Lorelai.
Name something that gets pumped up.
Gets pumped
up the jam.
My muscles.
No,
my muscles.
It would be a bike tire and or a car tire.
Tire, number one answer. Trey gets that.
Yeah, Trey.
Name something you do that rhymes with grow up.
Show up.
Glow up.
Glow up. Ooh, those are good answers.
Number one answer, throw up. Number two is show up.
Mr. Easter got that point. Yeah, out there on the whiteboard. Throw up was the correct answer.
And that means Lorelai wins 4-1.
It was a wipe.
Lorelai full wiped, actually. She did. She full sweeped all 3 seconds.
The show's not
rigged. It's not rigged. You picked the wrong day to show up.
Well, DJ Trey, I think you're... Time's coming to an end here. I'm just going to...
I don't even think we have time for an exit interview.
This is the most fever dream an episode of Game has ever been. Roll the credits.
Roll credits.
Good night, Indianapolis. This is the greatest associates of modern day entertainment.
I got you, buddy.
I hate this show.